Some of you here this morning, like me, may have a family member or friend who is or has been in prison. Others of you may have been the victim of a crime or know someone serving time.
Aline and I would like to talk about a program that reaches out to the children of men and women who are serving time in prison. The program is called StoryLink.
StoryLink is a program designed to strengthen the bonds between inmates and their children. The program was started in 1998 in St. Louis, Missouri. Dr. Dana Abenshine is a biochemist who teaches at the University of Missouri. In addition to his teaching role, he and his wife, Jane, started a clown ministry. Their clown names are Liberty and Belle. While they were using their clown ministry in prison, Dr. Abenshine noticed that when children were visiting their parents in the small prison visitation rooms, there seemed to be an awkward separation. Or even worse, imagine being hundreds of miles away with no way to visit or communicate with your children. That is it. That is how it is for hundreds of inmates at local prisons.
Dr. Abenshine knew that being a part of a family is a basic human need. When a parent is incarcerated, the relationship between the parent and the child is strained. Seeing the disjointed and uncomfortable interactions between the parents and the families, or lack of personal contact, prompted the creation of a program that would open the lines of communication and strengthen the bonds between parents and their children.
StoryLink allows inmates who are 90 days free of violation to select a book provided by the program. They then read the book and say a short message to their child on a CD. They may also write a message in the book. The tape and the book are mailed to the child. The child then hears his parent's voice reading a story that can be played over and over. The inmate is focused on something other than himself. Someone that they love, an important part of the rehabilitation process. The StoryLink program is totally supported by donations and facilitated by volunteers.
I am StoryLink, bringing my boxes of books for you to choose from. Find one that you'd like to read to your child. Write a message in the book. Tell your child a message on the CD. Read the book to your child with all the passion and love you have in your heart. Each word you read tells your child of your love. Read with joy. Send your love and joy into the CD. I'll send the CD with your love, along with the book, to your child. Your child can hear your love while listening to you read, over and over.
I am StoryLink, linking parents in prison with their children through stories.
My friend and clown mate, Marianne Coaches, saw a story in a clown book about two clowns in Missouri, Liberty and Belle, who had started the StoryLink program to link inmates with their children. Marianne has a son in prison, so she decided to bring StoryLink to Boise. She collects books, money, and envelopes and postage, and volunteers. The program is supported by the Catholic Prison Ministries, and the volunteers come from many faith traditions.
Things move slowly in the prison system, but eventually volunteers are trained and they bring books and recorders to the inmates at four different prisons in Boise on Pleasant Valley Road. There is the South Boise Women's Correctional Center, the PRC for Women, the Yard for Men, and the private prison ICC, Idaho Correctional Center for Men.
Listen to the words of the inmates. Beginning with this quote from booth friend Jim McGill, who is in the ICC prison, in a letter he wrote to me. We are locked in the cells 19 hours of each 24. We can only guess what time it is by what's going on outside the cell. So it's easy to lose track, get confused, especially since, while in the cells, we don't really know what time it is. Mostly people read or nap or play cards with their cellmates. Some of us write letters or prose or poetry. There isn't much else to do except BS when we are locked down. I don't usually have that much to discuss with the people coming and going to and from this four-man cell. I don't have that much in common with most people I meet in jail. So I'm glad, very glad, that I'm getting mail from the people at the fellowship. After all, it does improve my mood to write back. Here are some quotes from other inmates.
My son will love listening to his mom's voice. The telephones don't work, and I haven't talked to him in 3 months.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm sorry that my year-old granddaughter has to find out that I'm in prison.
I had a baby here in prison 5 months ago. I get to see her once a week. She's staying with someone here in town so they can bring her out to me each week. I'm from Spokane, and I'm glad she can stay here so I can see her. I'm getting out this week.
My son is in the first grade and lives with his dad, my granddad. He's having trouble in the first grade, just like I had trouble in school.
I'm reading to my 17-month-old baby.
It's so nice of you to do this.
I was drug-free for 10 years, but it only took one incident to land me back in prison. You're never really free from drugs.
My favorite book as a kid was Tom Sawyer, and now I'm reading Tom Sawyer to my 12-year-old son.
I had 5 children. One has gone to be with Jesus, one is adopted out, and 3 are living with my mom. I'm reading this for them.
Thank you. Can I shake your hand?
I signed my daughter over for adoption when she was 2. It's an open adoption, so I can see her. But they changed her name. So what am I going to call her? Her new name is Elizabeth Grace, so I just call her Gracie.
I've wanted to read to my daughter for a long time. I've been in prison for 9 years. She's 15, and I'm finally getting the opportunity to read to her.
It is so nice of y'all to do this. My boys are going to be so excited. We used to read every night, and they love Boxcar Children. Now I'm reading them a chapter of Boxcar Children.
I'm in the 12-step program. I get released when I finish, but I know if I get in trouble, then it takes longer to finish. So I really don't know when I'll get out.
She's going to be surprised when she gets this.
Alcohol is why I'm here. I screwed up.
We adopted 2 girls from China. This is for the youngest one.
This is so good of you to do. Thank you.
I read a story to my family before. My 4-year-old daughter claimed the book as hers. She would read it to her 2-year-old brother, but he could not touch the book. I'm excited to send another book to them.
My mother read a book to me when I was little and she was in prison.
I've got to learn to accept this.
I had a baby while I was in prison. On the CD, I apologize for doing this to him, and I hope he will forgive me. I get out soon and will get to see him. I have a tattoo on my chest of my son's name, Ethan. He's always near, and I think of him often.
You have a Merry Christmas, and I'll be home in a year.
Thank you. This is really nice of you to do this.
My son can't come out to visit me because he's on parole.
I was violent against another man, and now I can't have my daughter come visit until she has lots of counseling about my violence.
My name is Lucky Bill. Yep, that's my name. This is the 2nd time I've been incarcerated. Maybe I'm not such a Lucky Bill after all.
I had attention deficit disorder, ADD, as a child, and I took meds for it from age 6 to 10. But they had to keep changing the meds to get it right. Then my mother took me off the meds. As an adult, I used ADD to get meds myself and get high, and now I'm in prison for drug addiction.
I had my baby while in prison here. I get to see her every Thursday and Friday. My friend is keeping her, and they let her come out so we can bond. She's 18 months old now. I don't think anyone's ever read to her before, so I'm excited to read about Barney. She loves Barney.
My 5-year-old son doesn't always want to talk to me on the phone. I hope that reading him this story will give us more to talk about.
I'm a short-timer with only 3 months to go.
I'm a short-timer. I've only got 1 year left.
I have 3 years to go.
Last year, I found out that I have a 12-year-old son. I haven't met him yet. His mother needed my signature to get him a passport so they could go to Mexico. She told me I have a son.
My wife lost her privileges to come out and bring our son, so I no longer get to see my son.
I get to see my son every week.
My wife lives in California, so it's too far for her to bring our child.
Is it okay if I put this picture of my baby daughter here so she can watch me read? I told her mom to put my picture out so she can see it as she listens to me read the story on the CD.
My favorite book as a child was If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. So now I'm reading to my daughter the book of If You Give a Pig a Pancake.
As I read The Three Little Pigs to my children, I call them Three Little Piggies, and I told them to curl up on Grandma's lap as they listen to the story.
I read a book about a black family whose uncle was a barber during the Depression. Two of my three children are half black, and I wanted to give them a sense of their history.
I have an associate's degree, and I was a dental hygienist. I don't think I can go back to that job because now I'm a felon.
I thought I would get out soon because of the Obama rules and the government saying that Idaho is hoarding women prisoners. Turns out it didn't help me, and I still have 13 months to go.
I'm so glad that you came today because now I can communicate with my daughter. Phone calls are $4, and I don't have that, so these CDs help me talk with my daughter.
Can you please let me go ahead of the others? I have to get back to cooking because I have 7 pans of lasagna to get in the oven.
My first child was taken away from me by his father. I'm going to read to my second child. Can I sing as I read? I'll sing the songs from the shows of Snow White, Bella, Ariel, and Sleeping Beauty. We were all crying and everyone applauded as I finished.
I'm reading to my niece and 2 nephews. I haven't met them yet because I went to prison before they were born. I don't even know how to spell their names. But I told them, even though you don't know me physically, you know me mentally because people have talked to you about me. I'll be getting out before Christmas and then I can meet you.
I was reading the children's book of Psalms 21, and I said to my daughter, Maranatha, remember, your name means our Lord has come.
The father of my child is schizophrenic, but he lives with my mom so that my child doesn't lose both parents while I'm in prison.
I caught an overaged man in bed with my underage daughter. He says I pulled a knife on him, but I didn't. But that's why I'm here.
I picked a story about baking pies because I love to bake pies. I told my children that I'll be back in September, and then we'll all bake pies together.
I'm so happy to be able to communicate with my children in this way. There's no money for a phone card because it takes all my husband's money to raise our children.
I'm nervous about reading, so I picked a short book so I won't mess up too much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Here's the message I wrote in the book I'm sending to my son. Eat sweets, love mom, watch Seinfeld. That's the good life.
We have shared the comments from some of the inmates that have participated in StoryLink. These men and women have made some poor choices and are now serving time for those mistakes. But the mistakes are those of the parents, not their children. 1 in every 43 kids in the United States has a mom or dad in prison. We hope that StoryLink provides a way to commit to our first principle as you use, that we affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person in spite of human failings.
Inmates are still wives and mothers, fathers and sons. People on the outside believe in them, love them, and care about them. We are helping them to make and keep the connections to their loved ones, to help them remain part of their families. In the words of Emily Dickinson, if I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life the aching, or cool one pain, or help one fainting robin into his nest again, I shall not live in vain.